This year we're having Shana on a mitzvah, which unfortunately I've seen many times that people just don't get it right. They don't do the mitzvah correctly. Actually, this morning I was by a bris, and when they came to do the mitzvah, they didn't do it the right way. What are we going to do? We do mitzvah zimun. Makar mitzvah zimun is Galash of Yitin, Ramesh Mayachtav, the Marlin's out. If three people or ten people eat together, there's a chiyuv to make zimun. You come together and you make a bigger zimun. So Machlokes is going to show you whether this mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah derabana. What's nafkamina? What's deraisa derabana? What will be nafkamina? Women. All right, women's the. Which one don't they have to do? What? Okay, well, one nafkamina obviously is going to be a suffix, but we'll put it on the side. Ikka nafkamina is like this. A lot of times when you have a bar mitzvah boy, when Bach comes to a mitzvah, he's the star of the show, right? He lanes, he gets taftaira, gets musaf, makes kiddush, benches, he's the star of the show, he does everything. The question is that the right thing to do? Why? The shaila is, what makes somebody turn bar mitzvah? Midaraisa. When do you turn bar mitzvah? What do you need to be, 13. Zero? 13?
13 in one day.
No? 13 in one day and? Stay sarah. So you have to have simonim and shanim. You need two things. You need simonim and you need shanim. Until you have both of them, you're not considered bar mitzvah. Okay. So, usually, I have not seen anybody, you know, but before the bar mitzvah boy gets up to whatever he's doing, no one really checks him out if he has simonim, right? So the question is, how can you assume that the bochus bar mitzvah, if you know he's 13 years old, very good, you have a birth certificate, but how can you assume that he's bar mitzvah? How do you know they have to say simonim? How do you know that?
Roiv.
Who said it's Roiv? You checked? Okay, it's Chazaka the Rabba. Something called Chazaka the Rabba. Rabba said, there's something called Chazaka the Rabba. It's very important you say to remember. It's going to get a lot of different cases. Chazaka the Rabba is, the Rabba said, since you have a Chazaka, most times when you're 13, you have to say Cyrus. You have a right to assume that when he's 13, he's bar mitzvah. Mezak the Gemara, neither above. That only works for mitzvah derabanan. Now, Shankin, if we're talking about a mitzvah deraisa, you have no right to assume that bar mitzvah boy is bar mitzvah. It's an achmal. If you want to have the bar mitzvah boy make kiddush, is he allowed to make kiddush or not? Can he make kiddush or not? Anybody? What is that?
Denies
the raisa. So it will come out that the bar mitzvah cannot make kiddush at night unless you checked out to make sure it stays Cyrus. You cannot be kiddush at night. Meaning that's the raisa. You cannot be samuel that he's bar mitzvah. It's very again, a lot of times, like if somebody has an old grandmother or something, who the grandfather's nifter, so who do they send and need someone to make kiddush? Who do they send over? They send over the youngest bar mitzvah boy to make kiddush. The maisa, alach lemaisa, you cannot be samuel on a bar mitzvah boy that he's bar mitzvah. Until he has to say Cyrus, because something is the right, so you cannot be Simon Khan.
Wait, I'm more like, if it's not Shonen,
you have to
check out.
No, you have to, for the right,
so.
What do you say?
How do you know about anyone?
How do you know he's 13?
How do you know he's 13?
No, how do you know about anyone? So if you have to, if Shonen,
you no, it's under Bonon, you're right to be.
How do you know anyone?
How do you know about
myself? I've got
a personal question. No, so it does say that if he smiles at night, it starts growing a little. I think he's doing good. It's not as like, no, he's starting to grow, if he's starting to grow a little bit, whatever, that's enough. If he's 18 years old already and he's having a little peach fuzz or something like that, that's also enough. But otherwise, it's true with Kveg, if he's somebody 16, 17, unless you know he has to say Cyrus for the rice, so you can't be saying about it. The Rabbanan, yes, the rice and that. No, can you down for the Almid? Yes or no?
Yes,
yes, that's the Rabbanan. Can you make kiddush by day? Yes. Can you make kiddush at night? No. What else is there? Can you... Pasha Zachar? No way. Only Pasha Zachar. That's the only thing which is there. That's called Chazaka the Rabba. So by Zeman, so back to Zeman, if Zeman is going to be there, so you want to know, can you mechabed the bar mitzvah boy to be in the Zaman? If it's going to be there, so then about the... No, right? No way. I think I'm going to start upon it, you could. So might say that's Chazan issue that Zeman is there, right? So. And he's gracious and different. B'nai Brach, like we were Mahmoud, that they don't want Bar Mitzvah Bachar be the one that's in the Zam. The Ma'at's a Roy place, given the Mishavur passing like this, Roy place in the Holos Darabanan, so like upon him, Kapi Zimun, it'll be Mutter to have a Bar Mitzvah boy to to do the Zeman, because the Rav Shittas hold that it's Darabonim. The only thing I have to remember is by Kiddush, no way. So by Zeman, the Maisa, being that Rav Shittas holds Darabonim, you have a right to be Makel that Kavar Mitzvah doing. Fine. Now, what was the point in Zeman that I was saying that people mess up? See that on those? Okay, we'll find that. What was Zeman in the olden days? What they used to do? In the olden days, the way Zeman was, that they used to do Zeman like we did. Zeman was a Birkas HaMazon B'Yachad. They used to have one person, they used to do Rebbe's Anniversary, the whole thing, and then one person usually might see everyone in benching. As if there wasn't a Zeman, everyone benched himself. Whenever there was a Zeman, it was a Birkas HaMazon B'Yachad, and one person was a Shliach Tzibur of everybody, and he might see everyone in benching. That used to be in the olden days. And that's really the ideal of Zeman. Zeman is, we're coming together, we're making a Birkas HaMazon together, and one guy's benching for everybody. That was in the olden days. Now, as the years went on, the attention span of people, you know, it was hard for people to concentrate. You know, when one person emotes anybody benching, he has to hear the whole benching in order to be yitzel. It was a little bit hard for people to pay attention so long. So because of that, when the Yigvizmana said that each person benches, each person also benches. But Meshavura says, by the first bracha, he says it's ma'akiv, or come out ma'akiv, that you have to have that. The one who's benching says it loud, and everyone else says with him mila b'mila. Now it's really Zeman's Birkas HaMazon B'Yachad. So really, the ideal is one guy should mitzvah everybody. Fine, we can't do that. So, but b'di'avad, what we do is that everyone benches, but you have to be really benched together. So Mishabur says, by the first bracha is ma'akiv, that the guy is being mezamin, you know, he should have a booming voice, really loud, and everyone should be saying mila b'mila together with him. If they don't do that, if everyone just benches, you know, the guy who benches, like it happened today, as by Bris, and the guy, you know, the guy with the Muslim, he didn't do it loud, he just said it quietly, everyone just benched himself. And Bris says, combat, you're not Yoisim. So it's very, very important to remember this, that you should, you know, give a boomer to say Birkas HaMazon. Somebody does it loud, and like that, everyone can be Yoisim. I mean, what happens in Yeshiva? In Yeshiva, usually they... What? What do you say? On Shabbos, what do you want Shabbos? On Shabbos, everyone's quiet and everyone has. Okay, and Shiva, they do right. So and a lot of places they don't do right. It's very, very important to remember. Notice if you get Zeman, do it very loud, and you should be doing Mila B'Mila with the. You should do Mila B'Mila with the person who's benching, because otherwise you come out of here. So, somebody asked me, asked for Shiloh, you asked him that Shiloh should have his father benching. What was the Shiloh? Because his father doesn't do it so loud. I want to know, is the Kedai to have his father with Birkas HaMazon? Because my say you combine it to Zima. So my say the Asher said, my say Kiva Veim, my say is what mitzvah. The Rai says Zima going to Arbonim. Okay, yes, the Hakol. Same about Kapanim. In a regular normal situation, you have to make sure the guys going to do it very loud, and everyone should be doing Mila Mila along with him. Fine. Now, let's say you're in a place where you're in a Ravik place, and the guy is not going to be doing very loud. So the question is it better for you? Normally, the Halacha is we have 10 people, right? You do Zima with Hashem. And it's also to the chalik into small little groups. The question is, if you're in a place where the guy is not going to do it very loud, is it better for you to split into smaller groups, into threes, in order that you'll be able to hear and be able to do together with each person, or not? So Mishmur brings down, so actually, Gemara Brachas, that if you're not going to hear the mezamin, is it better to split and not to have a mezamin of 10? Or is it better not to have a mezamin of 10 and to split into groups of threes? In order to mekayim this din of doing a Birkas HaMazon B'Yachad, it's kedai to do that in order to get the din of Birkas HaMazon B'Yachad. Fine. So what happens if you're in a place, a big mangus, you're at a dinner or something, big mangus hall, they can have one guy benching and he's going to be on the microphone. Otherwise, not good to hear. The question is a microphone considered good enough that it's cool that you heard him bench or not? Which is really a very great shaila, the microphone. Right, when you hear a microphone, can you hear Mikra Megillah, right? You just say a big shul. You want to have the chaz and the Mikra Megillah on the microphone. Or what else happens to microphones? What? Chuppah, you're not being mitzi somebody. Amen is a little bit differently, because Amen, the Gemara says that if you know the bracha, which they're saying, it's enough to answer Amen. You know, you're not being yitzi. You know, as the olden days used to wave, you know, what bracha they're holding by. That's a little bit different. The question is, when you hear the microphone, it's okay. It's okay, hearing aid. Somebody little has a hearing aid. I'm saying it happens a lot when I get older. The question is, when you have a hearing aid, is that cool for us? Nikkei Schaefer, Nikkei Mikkei McGill, it's like everything. Is that called? You heard the actual thing in that? Or it's called? What do you say?
It's the same thing with the telephone.
telephone could be similar to Rishal, yeah, okay, you want to hear a telephone, you want to hear Avdol over the telephone, you want to hear Mekin Megill over the telephone, get a live, you know, live hookup to the Rebbe. So, I can't make it. So anyhow, Roy Pesim hope that hearing from a microphone is not called hearing an actual voice. Why? Because when you hear from a microphone, it's really, it's not the actual voice, it just transforms like that. A hearing aid, a microphone, all these things, you're not Yotza, and it's not considered that you heard the actual voice. Fine, so let's go into the actual chiyuv. When is there a chiyuv to have, when is there a chiyuv to have zimun? So first, in order to have a chiyuv zimun, a lot of times they say you come to chasna, you're coming in for a little while, you don't want to stay too long. The question is, if you have a chiyuv zimun, it says that's also to split. If you have a chiyuv zimun, you're not a leaf. If you start eating together with somebody and you have a chiyuv because some mazin, a chiyuv zimun, it's also to leave. And if you leave, you're about to mitzvah upon the right, so you're not a leaf in the middle. So the question is, somebody goes to a chasna. You're going to chasna, and you're not interested in staying for the whole chasna. Or you're going to dinner, you don't want to stay for the whole dinner. The question is, what point do you become chayv and zimun that now it's also to leave? That's the question. So what does the Ilam say? When you become chayv?
Oh,
how much? What do you say? That's like it. The two times you become chayiv. Either if you start eating together, it's also been negei yeshiva. It's negei yeshiva every day. I'm saying yeshiva. Either if you start together, what does it mean starting together? If the first gezayis, you have 3 people or 10 people eating together, then it's chal achir zimun, and it'll be also for you to leave. That's the first way to be mechayiv. The second mechayiv is even if you came in the middle, you came a little bit late to the suda, you weren't there at the beginning, but if you finish together, that also makes you mechayiv zimun.
What if you
came
with
we'll get that soon. Now, so therefore, if you're coming to a chasna, right, and you don't want to have to stay for the whole chasna, so the best thing to do is either start a little early, before everyone, right, for a couple of cookie wash, before everyone, everyone's washing their mouths up. Start a little early, so you started your kazayas before everyone else. Being that you started before everyone else, right, you like that idea, right? You start a little before everyone else, you get your food first. Therefore, there's not going to be a chiyuv, or you start after everyone else, after people on your table, after people around you already started to eat. Afterwards, you can start, and then as long as you don't finish with them, then you're good to go.
You don't have to ask them to eat.
It's like this. If you have that time to start like this. So there's a shuva from Moshe. The Moshe is, he's really coming from a case that there's Rama which says that being a base goy. So the Rama in Kusad Gimel Gimel says that we're knowing not to make Zimun. Why? Because Zimun has to have a kvias. And when you're a base goy, being that you're very scared, it's not because of the kvias. So Moshe says, the Moshe gives us a that if you have das originally, that you won't be mitzvah with them. But Moshe says, if there's a tzarif gadol, he says, efshir you can be semach on it. So that Eitzah, it's better to do the other Eitzah I told you, not to have the first exercise with them, or not to have the last, don't start with them. But the Mokhan Sarah Kodah, which says you could be Samef, that you have Das, not to start with them, and that also would be good. But it's really much better Eitzah to do the other Eitzah. In other words, don't start with them, then you're messed up. What do you say?
What does it mean
starting
together? You have to start at the same second?
No, the first exercise. In other words, while you're eating the first exercise, I start.
Like a
Shabbos.
So you overlap.
Like
everyone eats together when you
make a mitzvah. Right. Okay. That's together. Or even like during the week. I'm saying if while you're eating the first kazayis. Now there has to be some type of tzirif. There's a big shy in yeshiva. Let's say by the breakfast table. Is that considered a tzirif or the lunch table? Is that considered tzirif to make a zimun or not? So it really depends. Depends what the situation on your what your situation is. Let's say by breakfast, right? So some people. I'm saying some people they have like the same people, they sit together every day for breakfast, they have a kvias, they sit down, they have, I've seen, some people, I'm saying, if you sit down together, the same people, you're eating together, so that's considered a kvias, and there would be a chiyuv zimun, and if you start together, you end together, then there might still be a chiyuv zimun. Some people, I'm saying, they just plop down wherever they are, I'm saying, they sit down, they don't even know the guy sitting across from them, or the guy next to them, they don't know, they ain't galite, a lot of times they eat yeshiva, they don't know who's, on the small human, they're sitting there listening to their earphones, their earphones in their head, they're not listening, they have no sheikhs to the person next to them, so b'chiyai gav, they're not really eating together, you're sitting on the same table, you're not really sitting next to each other, so in that type of situation, you don't make zimun. violating the case where there's some type of tzir together, like by the lunch table, or eating together all the time, then those type of situations, there would be considered a chizin. It depends whether it's they're eating together or not. Like in a hotel, you have two separate tables because you have no checks to each other. If you have a chasna, two separate tables, you all part one chasna. So there's much more of a market.
They have to wait till everyone's finished eating stuff.
That's the same. So you should start after everyone. If you start a little late, so most people start at the beginning, right? Most people start at the
beginning.
I think you're not going to be straight. If you come as one guy over here, one guy over there, one guy over there, it's not going to call you. You're together. I'm saying, even though the whole class is maybe one thing, but club of that wouldn't be considered one thing.
That's
a bit
simple.
If what?
You don't wait for the event.
The problem is you need 10. If you have 10, you once have a chiyuv. If you wash with a minion, then you have 10. If you didn't wash with a minion, you don't have 10. So you should either start later or do as much as 8 of the month. Now, the zimun has to be that one. That's what they're eating together, you said before, right? That's what some shackles each other. A guy told me, okay, a guy from an Abrak that there was a shirk routine of Kartkievsky Denato with. I forgot who I was with. So the kids by the chasna, they had a big problem. What was the problem by the chasna? That they couldn't find any heksha which the Tumu Chatana made. This one, Shea, which is doing. But they couldn't find any heksha. So they went to Rav Yashar, they want to have milchiks. Milchiks, they want to have machba. They want to ask Rav Yashar, can they have milchiks by the chasna? I mean that they can't find anything which anybody would eat. Yashar was very not happy. So the chasna has to be fleshiks. But upon him, so what we, by Zimun, it says that. These things don't happen in the Chosar, right? and by Zimun, it says that it has to be that when you're eating, if you're eating together, it has to be that they're able to eat from each other. If I'm eating something which you're makbin not to eat, and I would eat from you, you would eat from me, so then you can't have a tzir from Zimun. For example, I have a cousin Mizrahi. She said she would never eat badat. So does he badat? I don't eat rabbanot. So sometimes, you know, when we're eating together, you know, she's eating from her rabbanot, I am from badas. We never touch each other's food. So, you know, when we're together, you know, we all make zimun. You know, we just can't do it. It has to be that you're able to eat from each other. If you're not able to eat from each other, then there's no zimun. An interesting child is, let's say one person is eating milchiks, one person is eating fleshiks. That's that same table. So how about you have to have a hacker, you put something on the table, you put a placemat. The question is, in that case, can you make Zimun or not? What would you say?
Yeah,
what?
That's food is
what?
Probably not.
When the food is milchus.
If you're flesh, you just don't eat it for several
bits. No, but I can't eat it now. This is too, I can't eat it. No, but it's like this. Being at the milchus, what? Being at the milk. No, if you don't like it, you could eat it. It's not. Being at the milchic person can eat from the fleshic person. Right, the milk person. Right, if you're fleshy, you can't have from milk. So the milk guy can eat from the fleshy. Right, you just wash out your mouth. There's only both ways. If one guy can eat from everybody, then you're good to go. You don't have to have everybody. One guy can eat from everybody, you're good to go. And the guy can eat from everybody, he should be the one who benches. So if one guy's eating milk, he's not eating fleshy. So the guy's eating milk, he should bench, and he should be the one who benches. And he should be the one who benches. Now.
He should be the one who makes the zimun.
Yes, he should be the one who makes the zimun. The one who's able to eat from everyone, he should eat zimun. If you have one guy, you know, if the rabbinic guy would eat badats, so then he should be the rabbinic guy. He should be the one who he should be the one you're mechav benching. Now, fine. Now, in terms of how many people eat for zimun, so what do you do for zimun? How many people need for how many people? What do you eat for zimun? How many people?
Three.
Three, and for the same thing. Now. Those three people, what do they have to eat? Do they have to all wash, or they can have all this stuff too? By 10 also, they all have to wash, or they have all this stuff too? So like this. By Zimun of three, and one Mishabur says is a mitzvah laxer of Zimun. They have two people who wash, there's a mitzvah to try to get a third person, you know, them to join the crowd. There's a mitzvah to try to get a Zimun, and you should have somebody to offer some food. We paskin that a nice anything that a person eats, if he's chayv and bracha akreina, then he can starve. For to make a clear zimun. So two people wash, one person has some cake, he has a cake and a shirk, he has enough of a shir, he has a gzayis, he has pras, he's mechuvim b'kus ha-mazin, then he's allowed to start for a zimun, right? You give him a... What do you say? You have to have two people washing and one people having... You have to have two people washing. Two people washing, one person having chayim b'racha achreina, then that's enough to make a zimun. Now, everything's enough besides one exception. And that one exception has some variables to it. The Chaver says you can't give him water. Drinking that water has no chashiva, it's not mazin. So if you give a person a drink of water, that's not enough. If there's anything besides water, it's going to be good. So shout out the place to figure out, we'll be by seltzer. What would you guys say? We'll be by seltzer? Seltzer. Oh, mace soda, sorry. Carbonated.
Soda water.
Soda water. What? Did I get it right? Soda water? I get it, I'm getting a little bit better. So my favorite place to say is, my favorite place to say that soda water is my favorite, that's considered water. It doesn't have any chashivas, and you can use seltzer. It's enough. We have to have two people who washed. Third person has a chibah chachorin. That's enough. You have to be very careful. Let's say he's taking a drink. He has to have enough. He has to have revius. He has to have enough of a drink, which he has a chiv brachachoyim. Now what about by 10? What do you mean for 10? How many people do you have to bench?
Two people benching.
Except two people benching.
Now, six people
wash, no? No, not six. In order to have by a zimun, the Gemara has a half a mina like you. But the Gemara says that you have to have seven, you have to have a rubah de minkar, it has to be 7 out of 10. You have to rubah de minkar.
Six is right.
Was a rubah de minkar. The Gemara says you have to have seven. In order to have to make a zimun with the shim, you have to have seven people washing and 3 people having vegetables, cake, anything besides water, that'll be good enough. Right, boy, remember, not six. I've been to places where they almost made a mistake of six. Six is no good. Remind them, right? Six is no good, okay?
By the custom,
there's
one person has to rush off.
Yeah.
He has to get another person to bench at least.
I'm saying
he can't just bench by himself. Other people.
No, they can answer. They can answer. Now, who's Mustafa Zeman? Zeman, a lot of times, it's Negev, let's say, if you have a 5-person. This is a 5-person Mustafa Zeman. Ladies, Mustafa Zeman, somebody's going to pass like this. In terms of 5 people, so depending why they're 5. If they're Stamzai, somebody went off the Derech, he was from one of the Derech, and he came start from the Zim. He's trying to appearish, he cannot be start from the Zim. If it was some... He cannot. If he went off the Derech, he cannot be Zim. If somebody's a teenage Shanishba, somebody who's brought up in non-Jewish circles, he had a bad chinuch, so a teenage Shanishba, we hold that, in every place in the world, that a teenage Shanishba has a din of a regular from person for these dinim. And therefore, copy whether you like. Can you say Lashon Hara on a Tinshin Ishmael? Rain again, all the time, right? Once you Lashon Hara about the politicians. That's so, right? This is what to say, right? So, the question is, are you like Lashon Hara about the way they're not from? But being at the Tinshin Ishmael, the Meister Pesach and Machmer, that if you do a Vitra Shkafa, when you get some Kashim about the Yetarim or the Vitra Shkafa, okay, maybe that's tales. But Stamze, Lashon Hara, believe the Alice, if they're Tinshin Ishmael, the Meister Tinshin Ishmael is still considered the Meister Amtha. And you can't tell Lashon Hara about them. So who would? That's so simple. What do you say? Okay. Amai so Machmer, even Rabbi Yashiv only says, he doesn't say the truth. But upon him, so Kapei Zimun would make, Zimun's a little bit more kal, because Zimun says the reason he came to stop them because they were Pasha, they were Pasheya, the Maitre not Pasheya, they're Bachinas, and Amai so Timish Nishri, you couldn't stop, but a Mumba, you can't even stop. In terms of ladies by Atsem are, if ladies by themselves, they're not Mukhev and Zimun. But once there are men there and there's a chiv zimun, ladies have chiv zimun. It's very negative. People are married. The wives have chiv zimun also. If they're changing a diaper or something, you really should wait till your wife comes back in order for her to answer zimun, because she has a chiv. Once there's men who have a chiv, ladies have a chiv just as much as men, and you should wait for her to come back in order to make the zimun. Now. It happens sometimes that when you have 10 people and you zam the shame, when you say the shame, that happens at least 50% of the time. The guy who does the zimun forgets to say the shame. Have happened to you guys? So the question is, if you forget to say the shame, what happens now? So it depends. If you catch him right away, so he just fix a mistake and zero. If the other people answered already, as he said, Yishem, whatever, Nevarach, without saying the shame, and the other people answered, Baruch Shalom Mishalai, so once they answered already, it's too late. Since they answered without saying the shame, it's too late. In Yishayla is, let's say some people answered, some people didn't answer. What's the law for that? You have 50 people, The guy said it, like 10 people didn't answer. What would be the halacha then? What do you guys say?
If you make another
mezuman. So if you have 10 people who didn't yet answer, so then you make the mezuman go back, because being that you still have a chiyazimun over here, so if the 10 people are still around, then lemaisa you will go back. One halacha that there's a shiloh where birkas mazon is tuna kais and not. I supposed to have a kais by birkas mazon and not. The chayav brings down some people. Oh, you have to have a kais. You should make a kais. Some people don't have a kais. The ma'aser the psak mishpuri. If you have a zimun, it's kedai to make a kais. So it's very again. Saying we a lot of times on Shabbos, we have a zimun. They have a zimun in the house. It's kedai to make a kais. And you should zan al kais. Kachazara. Zimun right place mahoz is in derabanan. It's not in deraisa. Make a chazaka deraba. The halacha you have to remember that zimun is supposed to say mila b'mila with the person being mezamin. And if you don't do mila b'mila, you command a yitza. Therefore, the person being mezamin has to have a loud voice. That says loud voice in order to be yitza. A microphone is the right place mahoz. Not good. In order to have a zimun, you have to have the mechay of a zimun is either having the beginning together or the end together. If you don't want to have a chiyuv zimun, come in the middle. Her Moitza has the Eitza Shasar Chak. Oh, I forgot to mention one more thing. Moitza has the Eitza Shasar Chak. If you have Das, not to be Mistar for them, it's okay. There is a Mr. Brubing down among Avram that, let's say, in the case of Bai Chasna, where the demon is demon of 10. And you have to go for a Dvar Mitzvah. So among Avram brings down, if you do a demon of 3, then you're allowed to do it. Because even though you're losing the 10, you buy chasna, but you want to go and your friends also want to go. If you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah, then the Magen Avraham says that's mutter to not to do 10, to do 3. There's a Magen Avraham which says to do that. Fine, the zimun has to be that they're called from each other, right? We said the case of one person in Rabbanu, one person in the Charedis, they only from each other, they can be mitzvah. Milchus and Fleshiks, you could be mitzvah. Chiloinim are mitzvah of zimun if they were brought up not from the Ar mitzvah of zimun, Mashenkin, if they went up from Derech. And I'm a Sarva Zimun. Ladies, we pass, could have a Chia Zimun, they're men, therefore you should wait for them. You should wait for them. And just one thing, again, if you're traveling, for the travelers, is there a Chia Zimun on a plane? Is there a Chia Zimun on a boat? Or if you're driving? So my grandma has a suffix. If you're in the caravan and you're going, is there a Chia Zimun or not? What's the Shaila? What?
Why would it be different?
Why would it be different? Because it's not just a Chia. It's not just a Chia. When you're traveling, it's not just a Chia. So my Ram says like this. If you're on a boat, he said there's a chiyuv zimun. Mashenkin, if you're traveling in a caravan, there's no chiyuv zimun. What's the chilek? The chilek is a boat is more massive kviyas, right? You're going on a cruise, you can send a boat, wow. They have a place to say, if you're on a plane, being that a plane is more like a house nowadays, right? You have your bed, you have your TV, I'm saying you have most of the things. Kapanen is more like a kviyas of a house, therefore, on a plane, there would be a chiyuv zimun. Mashenkin, if you're just traveling in a car and you're driving, that's not such a kviyas. Therefore, it's a suffix. The Mishnah says 3 you would do, but 10 you wouldn't do. If you stop the car, you know, you stop by red light, and you eat, then about that would be a chiyuv zimun. If you're traveling, Mishnah says a suffix. Therefore, you're zamin with 3, and now with.